Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." This is the word of our Lord. Well, a new year has begun for us, and on this first Sunday of our new year together, there is lots to be thankful for, and there is lots to look forward to. This past year began as a year of new beginnings and change, as you all took a leap of faith and brought in a new full-time minister, which I am exceedingly grateful for and glad that you did so. This past year has been a busy year. It has been filled with joys. We have increased our church membership. We have baptized 8 children, hosted a vacation Bible school, started Christian education classes again, and there have been several other new programs that we have started, like our Celtic Vesper service and Club 65. We have had church bonfires, a chicken barbecue, a progressive dinner, and shared numerous mission meals together. We hosted an Easter extravaganza and our first annual Halloween 5K and our Halloween trunk or treat. We have rallied together and given generously to the Joy Gift Project and the Pledge Drive and numerous other donation-based drives. Lots has occurred. In fact, so much has occurred that it is nearly impossible to stand up here in front of you and recount it all. It is always interesting at the beginning of a new year to reflect back on the events of the previous year. And as we do reflect back as a church family, we have much to be thankful for. Over this past year, it has been ever apparent that God's hand is upon this church, leading us, guiding us, showing us the way. And all of you, every single one of you, have contributed to that process and to the success of this church. You invite your friends, your children, your grandchildren to come and worship with us. You bring your joy and your excitement into this church. You pour your time and your energy and your resources into the programs and the events that take place. And you show your support by participating. You all willingly and openly let the light of Christ that dwells within you shine brightly in this church and in this community. That is the essence of our passage from John this morning. John came to testify to the light that was entering the world. John reminds us that we are all children of God. Therefore, it is our job and our duty to reflect Christ in this world as well. And this morning, within our liturgical calendar, we celebrate Epiphany. We celebrate Christ's manifestation to the Gentiles centuries ago. And we acknowledge that Christ now dwells in each one of us. So it is with the season of Epiphany and our passage from John this morning that we recall our Christian duty. We evaluate how we have shared the light of Christ over this past year, and we ponder how we can continue to share the light of Christ in new ways during this next year. As we look ahead pondering new ways to reflect Christ in this world throughout this next year, I thought I would share some news with you. It is no secret that church attendance across the globe has experienced a decline. Every denomination is experiencing a shift in their membership and participation. And much speculation exists as to why there's such a constant and steady decrease. Essentially, what it boils down to is that traditional church is no longer appealing to the masses, and especially the younger generations. So in an effort to combat the decline in the church, the PCUSA developed a new initiative in 2012, and this new initiative is called 1001 New Worshiping Communities. The vision for this initiative is for there to be 1001 new worshiping communities or new worshiping opportunities over the next 10 years throughout our denomination. Those new worshiping communities are more innovative. They break away from traditional church and the traditional church paradigm. Currently, there are just over 250 new worshiping communities across the nation throughout our denomination. Some of those new worshiping communities consist of services or gatherings where people get together in local coffee houses. There's a running group called Sweaty Sheep, and they get together for a devotional and to run together. There's another group, it's a knitting group, they get together for a devotional and to knit together as well. There's a new worshiping community that popped up in Nevada where a young woman has started a ministry in a trailer park. So I thought I would show you a brief clip regarding the 1001 new worshiping communities so you can see firsthand what this initiative and what this movement is all about. So as you can see and as you heard, 1001 new worshiping communities is a new movement, a new initiative to break away from traditional church and to get people excited about their faith again. It's a way for people to share the light of Christ with others. And today, on this first Sunday of our new year, as we look ahead with excitement and enthusiasm for what all God has in store for us in this next year, and as we ponder new ways in which we can reflect Christ in this world, then I am delighted to inform you that our church, more specifically our Celtic Vespers service, has been recognized by our denomination as one of the newest new worshiping communities. Our Celtic Vespers service... Our Celtic Vesper service is one of the newest new worshiping communities to be approved and recognized by the General Assembly. We have received financial assistance from them to continue this program, as well as so much excitement and encouragement to further this program in our church and in our community. And really quickly, I wanted to show you one other video. This video was taken at the General Assembly this past year. And in the clip, you will see that there are 248 red beach balls that are being tossed around in that meeting. And those beach balls, the 248, they signify the 248 new worshiping communities that existed at that time. So in the words of Pharrell, we have a lot to be happy about. As you can see from this clip, there was lots of excitement and enthusiasm during that part of the General Assembly. You can see all the clergy members up there with their robes and their stoles on, and they're dancing around, they're batting these big beach balls. I can assure you that is not regular clergy behavior, and that is definitely not something that you would typically see at General Assembly. But there is so much enthusiasm and excitement because 1001 New Worshiping Communities is an innovative way for our denomination to continue to exist and thrive. It's a new way for us to reach beyond the walls of traditional church and to share the light of Christ with others. And this initiative is working. So it is an honor and a joy and a privilege to be part of such an innovative approach and to be recognized as the 253rd New Worshiping Community. As we embark on this next year together as a church family, there is much for us to be thankful for, and there is much for us to look forward to. God has blessed us in abundance this past year, and God will continue to lead us and show us the way in this next year. May we all continue to share Christ's light with those around us in this church and in this community. And may we continue to ponder new ways in which God is calling us to reflect Christ's light in this world throughout this next year. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.